You're listening to the FQXI podcast. This brings us neatly to the news that FQXI has just launched its latest essay contest. It asks entrants to consider how we ended up here based on seemingly mindless mathematical and physical laws. Brendan, would you care to explain further?
Yes, I would care to explain. Or am I just saying random words that happen to sound like I care? This year's theme is wandering towards a goal. How can mindless mathematical laws give rise to aims and intentions? The contest wants you to look at the curious question of long-term, large-scale goals, aims, or intentions that arise in physical systems. That is, despite the way we usually think of physics in terms of small-scale, intention-less mathematical evolution. This isn't just about complex systems or biophysics or the definition of life. There are basic physics ideas at play here as well. Think of the action principle in Lagrangian dynamics or the path integral in quantum mechanics, where the story of what happens at one moment in time seems to depend on the entire story of the thing. This is our first contest in 2 years, and it is brought to you with our co-sponsors, the Peter and Patricia Gruber Foundation. As always, there are $40,000 in prizes, including a $10,000 first prize. The contest is open to everyone, and even if you don't write, you can read all the entries at our website for free. So go there for more details and full rules. That's fqxi.org/community/contest.
The deadline for entries is March the 3rd, 2017, so good luck.
And while we are talking about contests and awards, we must congratulate two FQXI members, string theorist Joe Polchinski at the University of California in Santa Barbara and Andrew Strominger at Harvard University, who were both awarded the $3 million Breakthrough Prize in Fundamental Physics in December, which they will share with Kumaran Vafa, also at Harvard. The award citations list their numerous independent accomplishments, including discovering that string theory contains not just tiny strings that serve as elementary particles, but it also has higher dimensional membranes, or D-brains, that the string can be tethered to. They've also worked on holography. This is the idea that three-dimensional physics in a universe similar to our own could be described by the physics on a two-dimensional surface at the boundary of the universe. That raises the big question of whether we are just holographic projections.
And if that wasn't exciting enough, Polchinski was also rewarded for being one of the team that identified the black hole firewall paradox back in 2012. Now, we've chatted about this a lot on the podcast, and we'll have some useful links on the podcast page too, including a story that I wrote for Nature about the firewall paradox. But it comes down to this. Polchinski and co. discovered that either black holes are surrounded by a ring of high-energy particles, a firewall that violates the predictions of general relativity, or what we think we know about quantum theory is fundamentally wrong. Many FQXI members are working on resolving this puzzle, but so far, nobody has an answer, and nobody knows whether firewalls exist or not.
The LIGO collaboration was also given a special prize at the ceremony for their detection of gravitational waves produced by the merger from two black holes in February. Now, I don't want to spoil it for you, and I don't know for sure because it hasn't been recorded yet, but it's probably a safe bet that LIGO's discovery will make our list of the top physics stories of 2016, which will play on the next edition of the podcast.
Oh, and I wonder if this one's going to be a candidate for one of the best stories of 2016. I'm going to stick a link on the podcast page to a story that brings those two sets of prize winners, LIGO and firewalls, together. I recently spoke with Niyayesh Afshoori, a cosmologist at the University of Waterloo, who has looked for hidden evidence of firewalls and other physics that contradicts general relativity in the LIGO gravitational wave data that's already been released. In particular, he's been looking for echoes of the wave signal that could indicate that general relativity breaks down at the event horizon. And, in what turned out to even be a surprise to him, he and his colleagues seem to have found tantalizing hints of those echoes. I've written this one up for Nature too, so I will post that article on the podcast page as well. And I should just add, I shared that article on our Twitter stream at FQXI, and I got back this rather lovely comment from Eric M. Gregerson saying, "General relativity is breaking down? Man, everything's gone to pieces this year." So, yes, exactly. It does sound like, you know, even general relativity can't cope with the travesty that is 2016.
I can't follow that up. It's hard to follow that act.
I know. We should always get people on Twitter to write our scripts for us. They're much better than mine, than yours.